If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Again, Sip departed early. He's got to get to the press conference today.
He had in 3 hours, and he left at 8.
We'll have some audio tomorrow from Matt Rule.
Yeah, who's all on the docket?
I believe it's Matt Rule, Dana Holgorsen, and Rob Arich.
Nice.
Will be speaking
That'll be
today.
Good. So we'll, coordinators.
We will hear from them tomorrow on the show. Also, Sip will be back, too, for the whole time.
No Brett tomorrow? Maher?
I don't know if he's talking today. Today or not. It'd be great if he did.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to catch up with Brett.
Got a text during the break, Bill.
Yes.
This goes back to yesterday. Let's go back to the mailbag. We were asked the question about what would we want to learn that we have not learned yet in life.
Yep.
You said ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing.
This is a first-time texter. This person's never texted in. I don't even have a name here. Just says, hey, I'm a long-time listener every morning at the gym. Bill said he would like to learn to ballroom dance. I started at age 70, begrudgingly. Great place in Lincoln, Nebraska, ballroom dance, flexible hours and fun teachers.
How about that?
He started begrudgingly at age 70 and he likes it.
Thank you. No name.
No name.
Any idea where he's from, I wonder? He's a breaker.
He's in Lincoln.
And he listened to that. Thank
That's right.
you. That's a great text.
So there you go.
Nebraska. Ballroom, just ballroom dancing?
Nebraska ballroom dance. I don't know where it's at, but he says flexible hours and
fun
teachers.
That will be research today is what it's going to be. This is very exciting.
Laura probably liked that too, right?
Yes.
Laura would enjoy that?
Yeah, she would. Yes.
I don't know where it's at, but that sounds like
fun. I'm going
like
to ballroom dance.
You should. We did not mention this just before we get to break, Bill. There was another epic game last night. There was in the SEC, Alabama and Arkansas.
I saw the final of it.
How about this? In double overtime, Alabama beats Arkansas 117-115.
And then all I read was a headline that Arkansas missed a dunk to tie it.
I don't know. I didn't watch
it. I read that on a sub-headline.
I can tell you that Arkansas has a player named Darius Acuff who had 49 points in a losing effort. 49 points last night.
Wow, that had to be incredible to watch. I didn't see any of that.
I did catch part of the first half. It was very, a lot of offense, which is fun to watch. I didn't watch anything beyond that. But once we don't see that kind of score very often in college hoops. 117-115 in double overtime in Tuscaloosa.
Huskers might get Arkansas or Alabama in the first round.
They can score. Nebraska has put up 100 points this year, Bill, against Oklahoma in Sioux Falls. 105 in regulation.
Boy, those things, that is what is probably the thing that when they get looked at, when you get to count the whole season, which is awesome. So you get to count the win over Wisconsin. It's a huge win.
You do.
At
even
Illinois,
though it's 3 months
huge,
to cook.
Still counts. Still a huge win. But then you get the... You don't get any credit anymore
for the Oklahoma
or K-State.
Which was, they were great wins when you had them. They just, yeah, those teams now
so
suck.
Look how fired up we were when we beat K-State.
I was pumped.
And Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
You were there.
I was jacked up.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then now it's like, not so much. Still,
that game in Sioux Falls was incredible. That was very, very fun.
Are we playing up there again next year?
I hope so.
Do we play there every year?
I don't know if that's confirmed yet, but I hope we get that info soon. That
I think
it.
I want to go.
You should. You should. I recommend it. That's it
Thank
for
you.
Us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Nanderson Ford on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.